Yo, today's QOD is, this is the time to get rich. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton at SeanCroxton.com. Thanks so much for tuning into our Finance Friday episode where we talk about all things money mindset. We've got Robert Kiyosaki on the show. You know, I've been blowing through Kiyosaki books lately, or Rich Dad, the Rich Dad series, really, because the book I'm reading right now, Tax-Free Wealth, is a Rich Dad series book, but it's not by Kiyosaki, it's by an accountant. And I highly recommend that you go to Amazon, you go to your bookstore, and you just grab any Rich Dad series book and you read it, and it will completely change your perspective on finance. I've learned more about personal finance in the last 6 weeks than I have in my whole entire life, and I wish I would have learned this stuff 20 years ago. Right? So start now. Start reading. Start learning now. It can make a huge difference in your present, in your future, and especially in your retirement. Now, what he's going to talk about today is the fact that you don't have to be someone who was really good at school in order to become financially successful in life. And he kind of picks up where Marissa left off yesterday in terms of managing your self-talk. Right? I think he calls it intrapersonal communication, I believe. It's okay. Changing words. It's about changing the language that you use, because when you change the language, then what happens is you change the subconscious mind and you get a different result. Also, at the end of today's talk, he talks about the recession in different ways to look at recession. So right now people are like, are we in a recession? Are we not in a recession? Is it going to get worse in 2023? And, you know, when I talk to people about the economy, there is a group of people who are freaking out, right? Like, oh my God, recession's coming. Da, da, da. And there's another group, my more successful friends, who are like, yeah, a recession's coming. It's time to get rich, because this is the time where you get stocks and real estate at a discount. So remember, you want to invest when things are low, not when they're high. And that's why times like these are when you really want to start studying. You really want to become financially literate so you can take advantage, we'll say, of the opportunity. Robert Kiyosaki, he is coming up.
Question I want to know is, how do I beat the A students? Because in school, no matter what class I was in, I was always a C student, no matter what happened. I was, how come I'm always a C student? And I never really understood why. So that's why after I was about 27 years old, I started researching education, the system, and all this. Then I realized the whole system was set up for people like me to be in the middle, you know, because what they found out in 83 was that there were 7 different intelligences, Guy Gardner. And I'm not strong in the top 2 intelligence, which is reading and math. I'm a horrible reader, I'm a horrible writer, I'm very slow at math, but I'm very good with my hands, and I'm also pretty good with what they call intrapersonal communication. There's interpersonal, which is communicating with another person, but intrapersonal is that communication with yourself. And if a person's very good with communication with self, you have a better chance of success. So the way I chunked it down, this has been 30 years, and again, I'm not a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon, is that the way you beat an A student was, I finally figured it out, was that we had 3 parts to a brain. We had the left brain, the right brain, and what I call the subconscious brain. Generally, when we say somebody's good at reading and writing and math, they're generally left brains. So these are the guys that do well in school. That is not me. I can read and I can write, but I read very slowly, and I can count as fast as my fingers can cheat. I'm not saying anything. And the right brain is the creative side. So this is analytical, and this is creative. So the way I solve problems is very simple. The way I beat an A student is, if I run into a problem saying, I don't have enough money, or how do I put this deal together, or how do I get to do this, it's not left brain, it's creative. I go spatial. So people who are artists and musicians and things like this, they're more right brain. They get hammered in school. You know what I'm saying? And then the subconscious mind, this is what they call the reactive mind. Also, there's a thing called reptilian brain in here. This is primal. This is fight or flight. It doesn't think. It reacts. So when I say to most people, quit your job, and they go, it logically, the left brain goes, oh, yeah, I could make a lot of money as an entrepreneur. And the right brain goes, yeah, then I could have my new cookies go out in the market, and I could be rich. And then the subconscious mind kicks in and goes, not you. You know, the fear kicks in and all this. Now, the moment that fear kicks in, or greed, it doesn't make any difference, the brain drops, the blood drops out, goes here. The moment the blood drains out of here from the two things called the carotid arteries, it pulls down, it goes reptilian. You turn into this little reptile and cannot think anymore. So that's for the last 30 years, I've been watching that. So when I talk to certain people, no mention who, I talk to them, they go reptilian me so fast, I can't believe it. What if I fail? What if I make a mistake? You know, it's so risky out there. Or that's fear, another one's greed. You know, when the real estate market was climbing, all of these guys who had no business in real estate jumped in. You know, and the market crashes, they all jump out. So in other words, they go reptilian. Does that make sense? I call it the lizard. And when the sun's hot, they kind of, when the sun's cold, they go inside. And they can't think because this is thinking. That makes sense, guys? So the other side of it is, with me personally, there is the battle between the fat boy and the stud. I mean, every single morning I wake up and the stud says, okay, time to go to the gym. The fat boy goes, nah, not this morning. And I don't think so, you know. I think I'll have a little chocolate latte and relax a little bit. Or when I said, I'm going to be rich. And the subconscious goes, not you, you're a loser. You know what I'm talking about here? It's the battle. It is the battle, constant. And so the battle is between the left brain, the right brain, and subconscious. And for those who know me the last 30 years, that's all I've been talking about. So I can educate this, but I found out this was the most powerful. It's called the reaction, is the reptilian. So when I say I'm gonna go make money, no problem. All three brains line up. It's crystal. I don't have any fear there. But I learned that. I also learned this in Vietnam. You know, they said, oh, there's a machine gun over there. I go, Roger, Dodger, you know. He goes, left brain, right brain. I'll take that bastard off. There's only one of us is going to go home today, and it's going to be me. I'm going to kill him. You know. But you talk to other people. What if I die? I said, you better not fly with me, because I don't want you in my aircraft. If a person cannot control their subconscious mind, I don't want them on my team, because they'll panic. They'll blow it. They won't shoot when they have to shoot. They'll run when they should be going forward. You know, they'll back up and things like this. So these are the whole thing. So in the battle of the human mind, it's all inside of here, as best I can see. So making money is not an issue. You know, going to the gym, big issue. Eating is an issue for me. I'm not addicted to, I mean, I used to smoke for 2 years. When I said, I'm not gonna smoke, stop. I drink a lot. I can stop. I like coffee. I can stop. And all this. But the one thing is, I go past a Chinese restaurant, cannot stop. Yeah, maybe. Here we go. You know, I'd be driving past the Imperial Peking Chinese buffet, and automatically the car would turn right, and I'd be in there. You know, rah, rah, rah. And my left brain would be going, stop, stop, stop. Rah, rah, rah. Do I make sense, you guys? Yeah. So the discussion today is, can somebody be addicted to being poor? And I think it's possible. And I don't know what it is. And can somebody be addicted to being poverty? Absolutely. You know, can somebody be addicted to being an employee even though they hate their job? I think possibly. That makes sense, you guys? Yeah. This is a different kind of addiction. So it's really about the battle between all of us and the way I decided I could win in the real world, since I couldn't win here. I would never win in the classroom here. Never. There is not a class I would win in because I don't read and I don't write. Terrible. I mean, I read very slowly and I like to cheat. It's called a discuss, but you're not allowed to do that in school. But I'm very creative. I like to draw, paint. You know, I do play the ukulele now. But this was my strongest one. It is my intrapersonal skill. It is the handling of fear and the handling of greed. That is what makes me an entrepreneur. I can handle that. You know, when things get frightening, I just turn it around, crank it up. Okay, when the economy's bad, I say, yes, baby, I'm gonna kick butt now. The reason I'm gonna kick butt is because these guys have lost their nerve. That makes sense, sir? So right now, as the economy starts to go into a recession, people are starting to panic. This is the time to get rich. But when I talk to most people about a declining economy, you know, they go, and they can't think anymore. They go reptilian. Am I making sense here? So the way to win in the world is by, and this is the book coming out next spring in 2008, is you get your financial IQ up, you need three parts of your brain.
That was Robert Kiyosaki wrapping up the week. His website is richdad.com. You can watch today's entire talk on YouTube. It is called Why A Students Work for C Students, Robert Kiyosaki. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this week's talks. I will see you next week. Have a great weekend. I am out. Peace.